You're listening to The Court Report with Princeton women's basketball head coach Courtney Banghart.
Welcome to episode 2 of The Court Report, our weekly podcast with Princeton women's basketball coach Courtney Banghart. Coach, welcome back.
Oh, glad to be here.
Got some good reviews from the first one.
We sure did. Now I'm a little bit nervous.
What were some of the things you heard?
People were said, hey, are you really going to answer any question that I ask? And they also said that we really sounded good. So pressure's on, Jerry.
Did you get any questions?
No, I did not. I said you'll have to email them in and we will have to go through a rigorous screening process.
So we could talk about the first game, and then there's two games this week. There's a game at Seton Hall Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then there's a game at home Sunday afternoon against Georgia Tech. So it's a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
The first game was on a Friday night, so that gives you 3 games in basically 9 days to start your season. So that's probably a pretty good number to have to sort of start to get your feet wet and take some baby steps down the path of figuring out what kind of team you're going to be.
Yeah.
Is that how you liked it, or is that just how it works out?
You know, we try to miss limited class time here, of course, so our game schedule is a bit dependent upon that. With the January time break, it means you do have a lot of three games in a week schedule, and we embrace hard here, so bring it on.
So what were your thoughts on the first game? It was a pretty convincing performance.
Yeah.
I'll give you one kind of interesting thing. So we had a little issue with the video stream at women's soccer, and Cody Cruchel, my colleague here in the Office of Athletic Communications, had to go from the women's basketball game over to soccer and back. And, you know, if you can imagine how long it would have taken him to do that. And the entire time he was gone, George Washington never scored.
That's awesome. That was our goal. We saw him leave and we said, we got to clamp up. I think it was obviously great to see us against somebody else at this time of the year. You've practiced against yourselves for so long. And with so many new faces and new roles, I didn't know entirely what to expect. But I also knew that this team has something pretty special about it. So I was just looking forward to all wearing the same color. I thought we had a really great balanced attack. We're still a little beaten up, so we aren't at full strength. And just the energy and enthusiasm and execution that we played with in game one was a real highlight.
So, I mean, there were a lot of positives from that game. You guys rebounded very well.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of contributions from a lot of different players. Bella didn't have to score 30 points for you to win, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with the 2 questions I got.
Oh, God, let's do it. Okay.
The first question was, are you concerned if you have to play Carly Littlefield 38 minutes every game?
Oh, good question. Someone's tracking on our minutes for our – well, if it gets her Rookie of the Week, then I'm doing something right? I do think Carly had a shoulder load. Kenya was out. She's now back full-time, which was great. And Abby Myers was out as well. 2 kids that will see considerable playing time, we think, at the guard spot. And Bella was having a little bit of some knee soreness, so she had to go less minutes. So we were really kind of beaten up. I thought we played through that well. So it forced the healthy guys to give it a longer run. I thought she handled it really well, and her body felt good after. So we'll play her as long as we need to win.
And then the other question was about the turnovers. The question said, were you concerned about the 20 turnovers? The actual number was 19.
So that's wrong already. You throw that question out.
No, but it's a lot of turnovers, but
yeah.
You had 17 assists to go with 19 turnovers,
yeah,
which isn't terrible.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, when we were 30-0 and 13th ranked team in the country, we averaged over 17 turnovers. So, you know, if you're going to play as fast as we're going to play, we're going to have to deal with some footwork issues. And the ones in stripes, I think, actually missed a few as well, which led to some turnovers that I'm not sure were entirely ours. But, you know, we're going to try to continue to clean up that, and part of that is just adjusting to how fast we think we can play with valuing the possession. So we have a lot of next steps, but so far so good with where we are.
So let's talk a little bit about Carly Littlefield. You mentioned she was the Ivy League Rookie of the Week, 14 points in her first game, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, It's hard to be thrown out there as a freshman. When you were a freshman at Dartmouth, did you start your first game?
I did not, and I was not happy about it.
What's it like when you first step on the court? Like, it's the first time you're playing in college. You have to have a sense of, like, well, do I really belong here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do you think she showed you from a standpoint, not only of talent, but of poise?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's her basketball IQ, her work ethic. She's got supreme confidence in this team and in her role on it. So I sort of expected her to be that steady, and it was neat to see that she was, because as I think back to my freshman year, there's some nerves and there's some, how's this going to go? She's just a steady worker. She has been incredibly consistent day to day. And so we don't worry about that spot. We think she's got that pretty well wrapped up.
And what did you say to her after the game? You know, do you, like, what do you, how do you handle somebody like that? Where clearly she shows you a lot right off the bat. Clearly, long way to go in terms of reaching her fullest potential and developing. How do you balance those two things?
Well, like, literally what I said to her was, don't forget that we've got some recruits here. So before you say hi to your family, make sure you say hi to my recruits. So that was literally the first thing. And then, you know, we practiced early in the morning because it was homecoming. So we had a quick turnaround for practice. And first thing I asked her was how her body was feeling. And she said she felt great. And I said that what's really important at the college level is that you communicate with your coaches about how you're feeling. You have to manage her minutes appropriately, both in practice and in games. And she feels great. She's got a lot of youthful energy. And, you know, I guess Mark Allery asked her after the game, you know, do you think coach wants you pick, you know, I can't believe coach asked you to pick the ball up the court over 94 feet with how many minutes you're playing on offense as well. And she said, coach doesn't ask me to do that. I do it because I want to. And that's Carly in a nutshell. She wants to make the other team their job difficult, and she wants to make our team's job easy. So she's a real key part of our team.
It's the first time I ever saw her play, and I've never actually talked to her, met her, or anything like that. But I do know her hometown, which is...
Oh, yeah?
Well, I saw it in the program.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's from Iowa.
Yeah, of course. It's an upgrade. Everything's an upgrade when you're from Iowa, right? Sorry, Carly.
How do you find a kid like that? And, you know, out of the thousands and thousands of kids, and then, you know... What's the, you know, culture shock like for her?
You know, we recruit and we'll go to these massive tournaments and there'll be, you know, literally 40 courts going at one time, and we just kind of circulate and try to get our eyes on the best player from each court as best and quickly as we can. Carly's a tremendous student and a really well-raised kid, so we love the family as much as we love her. And so as we started to get to know her through the recruiting process, we knew what a great fit it was, and it's on us to try to help her understand how great a fit it is for her. And, you know, I remember I went out to go recruit her at a high school game, and it was 0 degrees in Iowa. And I got in my rental car, and it said zero. And the dad had sent me some options of where to eat in town, and I could go for a nice walk in town and right in downtown Des Moines. And I was thinking, I'm not leaving my car. It was so cold. So I told her it was an upgrade to come to Princeton. It's never 0 degrees.
So when she came here for her visit, you know, first time she was here, like wide-eyed, or what does that tell you as a coach? Like, what, you know, you're looking for how they fit into your program.
Yep. She came to a visit to a game in the fall. In the late fall, early winter of her junior year. It was the Michigan game, actually. I thought she, you know, we obviously played really well. Or it might have been the Georgetown game, actually. I can't remember. But, you know, and we wanted her to see the way we play together and the way we treat one another and the way that our coach and players interact. But she was recruited very heavily. And I asked her mom visited for a few days over fall break, and I asked her how she was doing and is Carly happy with her decision? And she said she had just asked her kid that a couple days prior. And Carly's response was, if I had knew how much I was going to love it here, I would have committed in my freshman year, you know. And so I chuckle at that because it took me a long time to recruit that kid because she had so many options. But I think she made the right choice.
So Abby Myers is going to play as we move forward. And so now that's another dimension that you see. But you also got a look at the other freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, just in general, you were really high on that last week when we talked.
Absolutely.
And I guess you have no reason not to be even more so now.
Yeah, I just think they bring such a great dynamic. They have this childlike enthusiasm to play college basketball that's palpable. And then they know what they're a part of in terms of this program and how much we want to get back to doing something really special. And can this group get to a Sweet 16? And they know that it's one day at a time. And their sense of purpose, their commitment to getting better, their teammates pulling them along. This class is taking care of things academically. So they're just a really fun class. I think there'll be people that will quickly get into the hearts of our fans.
So let's talk a little bit about the rest of the game. You got off to it was the kind of game where I never really thought you were going to lose. looked like you were on the verge of opening it up early.
Yeah.
And then there was that play where Bella had the breakaway and ball got slapped out of bounds, and you know, she makes that layup. I think that makes it like maybe 9 or 11 or something at that point.
Yep.
Instead, they got on a bit of a roll, cut it to 3 at halftime. So what do you think in there, that, you know, things had gone pretty much the way you probably wanted them to go to that point? Mm-hmm. You only have a 3-point lead.
Yeah.
You know, concerned, or you're confident?
You know, this group I actually have such great confidence in. It was I thought we had defended well enough that we were making baskets for them very difficult. And I know this team can score. So for us, it's a focus on if we can get stops, you know, 3 stops in a row, 4 times a quarter, you know, we're just a matter of time until we erupt offensively. So at halftime, I was pretty direct with them about the difference between sort of breaking the other team down and ripping through them. And we talked about ripping through them. And if they're going to zone you or press you or play player to player, it's not about breaking them down. It's about ripping through. And I thought we came out in the second half and did just that.
And I thought that Leslie Robinson, Tio Allegi, did what you want them to do.
Heck yeah, as seniors, you know.
And leaders, and they scored, they rebounded, they did what...
No doubt, and they ensured that in the timeouts, while I'm kind of getting the next step coordinated, they're ensuring that my message is being relayed over and over and over again. And so you look to your seniors in those stretches that you were talking about, and you say you've been here before, and that's part of what I like about this team. I really like our senior class.
So after the game, so now the game ends, you guys win, and everybody gathers in the little area outside where your team room is, and then so Naveen Rashid was there.
Yeah.
And, gave her a big hug and all that. And we talked a little bit about this last week, but just have people like that stay so close to your program.
Yeah.
They're going to come down there on a Friday, it was really cold out.
And she had to come in from New York City, and, we had Jordan Sinney was going to be there. She had... had a her mother actually passed away and wasn't able to make the trip. And it's the getting that text that I get literally every week that says, "Coach, I'll see you Friday, I'll see you Thursday, I'll see you." We'll have some fans obviously there on Thursday night at Seton Hall as well. And it's why you coach, and to also that the fact that they're so proud of how we're playing. I got a text from Blake Dietrich right after the game, and that time zone is it makes it a very makes it cut into her sleep.
Where is she?
She's over in Greece now playing pro basketball. And so, the fact that my alums are watching wherever they are, and they text me right after the game, and they really like this team and how they played, and it gets you even more excited because they know good basketball.
So, but one thing I noticed is that you took the picture that you had of you and Naveen and you put it on Twitter.
Yep.
And I feel like you, and I'm pretty sure you have more followers than any of the other head coaches here, but I feel like you've taken a pretty aggressive role in your own social media.
Yeah.
And then you did so relatively quickly, ahead of the curve. And I think that's been, I think, your approach is very good. It's very good at building the program through your eyes. But is that just you, or is that something that you're, that you want to do?
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's an opportunity to open up a little bit, and I'm a, sometimes the head coach can be someone who's a little bit more step back, and I'm not. I'm a pretty relational human, and I have an opportunity to work at a special place with special kids, and I want to show how human I am in terms of how I approach my everyday. I also want to share, so some things are about my team, some things are about my life, some things are about something I read, because ultimately it's got my name on it, and also ultimately my current players, I'm representing them, and who am I, and my future players, who am I, and my current employee and current colleagues at Princeton, I'm a part of Princeton. Who am I? So I take a pretty calculated approach to making sure that I open up and I'm not just kind of a name or a face that is a part of this great program. It's a walking, breathing human that cares about a lot of different things.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pictures of your family and extended family.
Absolutely. Just kind of like the fact that it's a people business, and it's also a people job, and I want people to know who they're playing for, who they're playing alongside, and who they might play for, and who I want to represent. Molly has entrusted the women's basketball program in me, and I want to make sure that people know who I am. So I always tell my kids, I'll never embarrass you. I won't embarrass you in terms of how I handle the referees. I won't embarrass you in terms of how I post, and I ask you to do the same. And I hope that's cleaned up all of our social media efforts.
So this week it's at Seton Hall, which is. If you're not
tough
from around
place to
here,
play.
It's 45 minutes away, and then it's Georgia Tech coming here. So those are, two
very good teams.
Yeah,
very, very good teams. Yeah, it's going to be great.
What's the challenge? Different challenges.
Seton Hall's a really tough place to play. It's a small gym. It's hot. There's a lot of they bring their band. Your fans are right on top of you. It's a really tough place to play, and they've got a very experienced group. They've got even a grad transfer who was Temple's best player last year. Temple almost went to the round of 32. They've already played two games. They beat Wake Forest this weekend at Wake Forest. They're really fast in the guard spot. They're really deep. They've got a lot of different players. They're going to try to spread us out and get by us. So they'll be a really interesting challenge. They'll get all over us defensively, so they'll play with more pressure than George Washington did. And then, of course, Georgia Tech will be the next one. And the Georgia Tech team is, you know, they were a finalist in the NIT last year and didn't graduate anybody of significance off that group. So that's one of the best teams also. That will be a top 25 team throughout the year. But it's at home, and we've got really good players too. So that's why you wear the orange uniform, is to play the best.
What did you think of the orange uniform?
I love it. It's funny because when I was at Dartmouth before taking this job, and Princeton wore orange back then. And I used to be like, God, they're so annoying in their orange uniforms, and they're so happy here, and they weren't even good back then, right? And now I got here, and they were like, Coach, you know, orange really dries you out in the sun, in the winter and all that. And it was the senior class who said to me this year, Coach, can we wear orange? And I said, I have been waiting for someone to want to wear orange. So they chose to wear orange as their home, and they can also wear it as their away. So I think we'll wear orange as often as we can.
Okay, so it's at Seton Hall. That game's Thursday night. That's 7:00.
Yep.
And then it's 1:00 Sunday here against Georgia Tech. And,
yeah.
So we'll be back next week for episode 3. We'll talk about those 2 games, and we'll look down the line at the schedule as it starts to play out.
Yeah, we've got some fun Thanksgiving stuff coming up. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, well, Courtney Bankhart, thanks for being here. And again, if you want to send in questions to ask, feel free to do so. And
yeah,
we'll
we're ready.
Those up.
All right, we're a dream team, Jerry.
This is episode 2 of the Court Report. We're glad you've been with us. Thanks for your support of Princeton Women's Basketball, as always. And we will see you again next week. Thanks.